Welcome back. We'll have more about the story coming out of Washington today. Envelopes containing suspicious substances, one addressed to President Obama, has tested positive for ricin. But we'll have that in a moment. Right now, we're going to continue our coverage of Monday's Boston Marathon bombing because we want to check in with a runner, and not just any runner. Ambie Burfoot has been longtime editor of Runner's World magazine. He was running on Monday to mark the 45th anniversary of a very special day for him, April 19th, 1968, when he won the Boston Marathon. And Ambie, Monday you were close to the finish line. I'm hearing you were kind of chatting with friends, because you can chat at the end of the marathon. But you were saying, wow, what kind of picture will the magazine have?
Yeah, I'm chagrined to say now that we were about a half mile from the finish, and we were just starting our celebration because we were close enough so that we knew we were going to get there. And that's when the road suddenly closed in front of us. And you know, personally, you feel deprived for a moment of your chance to reach the finish line. And then slowly, through the confusion, the real story reaches you, and you just feel tremendous sadness that this happened to all of us.
Yeah. And what else are you feeling about, first of all, that this happened at the Boston Marathon? I mean, we probably should feel the same way if it were to happen at any sporting event, but your thoughts?
I'm feeling very strongly that this will always be known as the Boston Marathon bombing, but it was not. It was an attack on the citizens of Boston. It was on a public sidewalk. It was not intended for the marathoners. I think most of us are relatively unscathed. It's the people who were celebrating with us and supporting us who were killed and injured, and we feel so, so greatly for them and their families.
Talk more about that. Why does that make a difference for you that it was on a public walkway?
People think of this as a sporting event, the Red Sox, Patriots, or whatever. It's not. It's a parade. They need a parade permit to do this event. It's like Thanksgiving or July 4th or as I've said, even great political protest parades, civil rights or whatever that we've had in this country. And it's part of the story of this country, and the Boston Common is just beyond the finish line. And it's about the right of Americans to peacefully assemble, and that's what was so rudely interrupted on Monday.
It expands beyond the marathon to, as you said, parades, protests, presidential inaugurations, the democratic use of the streets.
It absolutely does. And, you know, the only other thing I can add that people might not be aware of, my prism to the world is through running. People may not realize at this point that the runners of the world are so supportive of the city. I can't tell you how many runners have already put the Boston Marathon for next year on their list. This race will be bigger than the 100th in 1996. I have no idea how the organizers in the city will cope with the demand, but it will be huge, and it will be people coming here not to kiss the co-eds at Wellesley or challenge Heartbreak Hill, but to thank the citizens of Boston for their strength and support through the years.
I want you to elaborate on that. We have one of my favorite comments, and our listeners have been terrific, but many are saying, you know, I don't even know how to run. I'm going to be there in April. They don't even know what running's about, but they think, A, that they can qualify for the marathon by April, or B, just be on the sidewalk to cheer. They're all saying that. But we're also hearing very briefly from Dave McGilvery, who's the longtime race director, beloved in this town, a character in his own right. He organizes the race. He's the guy who puts it all together, and then at the end he greets the runners. And then he goes out to Hopkinton every year where the race starts, and he runs back, you know, like at midnight, 100 times in a row, something like that. What would you want to say to him? He's, as you know, devastated.
Dave must be devastated. I know he didn't get to do his run on Monday. I know in my mind Dave will always be a Boston Marathon finisher. He is one of the greatest, longest-term supporters and organizers of this race. He'll get his chance next year. I hope all of us will get our chance next year. I hope some Bostonians who want to run next year will really whip themselves into shape and succeed. But for the others, it is more than enough to be there on the sidelines and to be cheering. The crowds on Monday were the biggest I have ever seen. Next year, they'll probably be 10 times bigger. And next year, the race will be literally about the spectators and not about the runners.
Well, and two of Dave's children were in the stands right across from the bombing. what if people are reconsidering the Boston Marathon? What if, you know, people are thinking, you know, maybe move the finish line, something? What would you say?
I also had two family members across from the finish line, and witnessing that, I can tell you they are more traumatized in that special way than actually I am, because I was up the road and removed from the horror. But the race officials in the city of Boston are going to figure out how to and where to have the finish next year. But there's nothing they can do about the 26.2 miles, both sides. And that's where the spectators are going to come in, because the spectators are going to be there, and they're going to be their own people's security force, and they are going to protect the roads and the runners and each other next year.
Well, Amby Burford, what you are saying is you'll be there, and the runners will be there. You started by talking about how you were wondering what was going to be the picture for Runner's World. We know Sports Illustrated has picked the photograph of the 78-year-old runner who was blown to the street by the blast, the three policemen, guns drawn around him. Quite shocking. What are you going to go with?
We have a little bit more time than Sports Illustrated. I don't think we have decided that yet. There'll be a lot of consideration. It will be an attempt in a short term to paint as full a picture as possible, because there was great tragedy at Boston, but there was also great triumph. I have to say, I saw more wounded veterans running on prostheses than I've ever seen in Boston. And so there was victory all around us. There was a shocking intrusion as well. But we in the city of Boston will choose to focus on the optimism of moving forward and repeating the great Boston Marathon that we have known and cherished for so long.
Amby Burford, winner of the 1968 Boston Marathon, also editor of Runner's World magazine. Amby, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
So, is this understandably giving you pause at the thought of running or even attending open-air events, or made you more determined to do so? Let us know at hereandnow.org. We'd love to hear from you. Latest news, including possibly poisonous letters in Washington, that's next, Here and Now.